The Great Controversy Between Good and Evil. Chapter 16. The Climax of the Controversy. When Christ came, it was the climax of the controversy. If Satan shall be in any way able to turn Christ, the second Adam, the representative of the human race starting out again, aside, if he can by any means overcome him, he will triumph and establish his kingdom here. Upon Christ was brought to bear every possible temptation, and all the power of evil that had been working in Satan for thousands of years. To effect his purpose, he followed Christ every step of the way from the manger to the cross. He was determined that Christ should not remain loyal to God while in his dominion. When it came to the cross of Christ's experience, Satan instigated on the part of man everything that his malignity could devise. He urged them on to overcome his human nature that he might make him swerve from the path of loyalty. He tried to bribe him. "Acknowledge my right to the kingdom of the earth," he said, "and I will give you all these kingdoms." But this Christ could not do, for it was the very point of the controversy. We come to the climax of the struggle in the death of Christ. Satan's charge had been that God's government was arbitrary and hard, and that he would give his subjects a better government. The universe looked on to see it worked out. The curse of disobedience rested on the earth, but Christ came to redeem it, being made a curse for us. Satan had urged on the Jews till they took his life, and thus Satan became the murderer of the Son of God. By his gift to the world, God showed that he did desire his will, the law of love and filial obedience, to be done on earth as it is done in heaven. And in order to make it possible, he was willing to give his only begotten Son to die. Satan showed that he wanted his own way badly enough that he was willing to become the murderer of the Son of God. All this was enacted before the universe, and how did it affect it?